Men don't receive enough compliments. Men don't receive enough compliments. Men do not receive enough compliments. And when we receive them, we're seen as vain. Now, I'm not talking about the guys that always get them. I'm not talking about them. I'm not talking about the guys that are vain, because there are guys that are vain. I'm talking about us regular folks. I consider myself a regular dude right now, right? So I've been losing weight and things of this nature. At my job today, I didn't have my vest on, right? So different people see me. And they see me differently. It's like a teacher outside of the classroom. Yeah, you got your regular clothes on. You're like, oh, Mr. Chandler, Mr. Charles, Mr. Miller, you look like a regular person. Yeah, I'm a regular person. And that happens, right? So I get complimented from my homeboys compliment me. We share compliments. They breathe life into me. You look good today. One of my homeboys joked, so it was funny as hell. I walked out the bathroom. I looked at myself and was like, ooh, you look strong. Walked out the bathroom. He's like, what you doing in here looking so sexy today? I'm like, hit his pecs like, you can't talk. Look at you. Right? That's regular. That's bigging each other up, right? When a woman does it, it's a whole different thing, right? And for me, I feel like it's been a while since I've been seen. And I'm going to make this real quick. I will never take compliments for granted. I will never take being seen for granted again after not being seen for so long. Like, it doesn't make sense for me to bypass the compliments. It was as simple as this. I had a very attractive woman say, you look beautiful today. She's Latina, right? And I know that meant that I was handsome. Asked me, was I happy, to be completely honest. And I was like, nah, I'm not so mean. So I got a lot going on. And she's like, I couldn't tell, but I just wanted to let you know you look good. I was like, oh, thank you. Gave her a hug, you feel me? And went on, told somebody about it. And they were like, it's a woman. Told a woman, who you need compliments. You have to tell somebody, just like a woman. And I'm like, I'm going to be honest with you. I said, I don't need anything. Don't know if I want them, but I will be damned if I take it for granted. I need to be seen, right? Or I appreciate being seen. Let's say I need it, whatever. But I know that I won't take it for granted, because I myself been fat forever. I've been fat my whole life. I'm a byproduct of being called ugly because I was fat. Ew, look at him, right? And I'm not fat now, right? I'm fit. I'm not done. Nowhere near finished, right? My journey. I think I'm gonna be on this journey forever, right? Because weight goes up and down. But the big thing about it is I'm being seen differently. And I'm accepting it, right? I'm not gonna gloat about it. I'm not gonna sit here and be like, da-da-da-da-da. It's not gonna blow my head up or anything of that nature. But I know that I'm gonna accept this, right? I'm gonna accept this. I'm gonna bask in this. I'm going to bask in my new normal, because it is new. It is new. I want to be healthy, right? I want to be attractive, but I want to be healthy. I am healthy, right? I go to the doctors every 6 weeks. I go see my doctor every 6 weeks, right? Dealing with diverticulosis, right? Put me on fiber. I'm good. I got a gastro doctor. I get tested for STDs and all of that every 6. I'm taking care of myself. And I can tell y'all, for years I wasn't, right? For years I wasn't. After my son was born, I had to start taking things a little serious, right? And more serious, rather. And my sister had a surgery recently that was very, very scary. And I told her, I said, I promised myself, once you got out the hospital, I said, I'm not going to play. I've been seeing the doctor ever since, right? Getting my cholesterol checked, getting my stomach checked. I got CT scans done, right? I'm not playing. I'm dieting. I'm on and off of keto, but I'm going to the gym as much as I possibly can, as much as I physically can take. I just implemented leg days, right? My legs are changing. My balance is changing. My face is changing. My attitude is changing. One of my brothers called Ray. My brother Ray, when he see me, he called me Skinny A. But it's not about that. It's the life that he breathes in me. He's like, look at you. He said, like, no, really look at you. He said, you're not the same person that you were. He said, and if anybody says things about you, it's the confidence that you're exuding. He said, look at how you stand. Look at the stance that you have right now. He said, this wasn't you, yo. You've always had a confidence to yourself in terms of how you spoke and how you carry yourself. He said, you've always been, I don't really give a fuck. He said, and that's endearing to people too. He said, but look at you. Your head's up. Your shoulders are up. You look like you're ready to tackle the fucking world. Don't change. I'm not changing. I'm not going to change. I have to stay here. Right? I wanted to be here for the longest time, and I just couldn't figure it out. Right? My big thing in music and in life and everything, and I know what my purpose is in life, and I'm going to figure out how to keep my foot down on it, is to let everybody know we got this. Let everybody know that process is a process, right? Progress is a process, rather. And it's not quick. It's not quick. Don't quit. And this is everything. I don't care what it is. I try to instill certain things like this into my son early on. I took capoeira in college, and I wrestled, of course, in high school, right? One of the biggest things that I wound up learning is building blocks, build blocks. And I never really understood it when I was wrestling. I hated running. Like, I can't tell you how much I hated it, but I love running at the same time. I hated running for wrestling, but I love running. I kept telling everybody, I said, I like running to run. I said, I'll run, we'll run. I said, but just knowing that I have to wrestle, knowing that I got to get tired, I hated the feeling of the lactic acid building up. So I never really did anything extra outside of practice. Now, when I took capoeira, I started to practice at home. My kicks got better. My Jenga, that's the movement that you see in Tekken with Eddie, the standard stance of moving back and forth with the hand in front, looking like you're surfing. My Jenga got better. It got better quick, too. And I was like, all right. So after I had this callus on my toe from practicing and all this, the callus healed. I said, I'm able to do all of these things. I said, I will never take practice for granted. I started to use my left hand a lot more boxing, right? I started to use my left hand a lot more in basketball, right? This is about to come full circle. My thing with all of this is I run now, right? And I haven't been running like I'm supposed to, but I put 5 to 10 miles in per week. I go play basketball. I'm on the court. I'm able to breathe. One of the biggest things that I still lack in playing basketball is consistency. And the consistency comes from my talent, right? I got to practice, but it also came from my endurance that I did not have. Now I got the endurance and I can get it better, but I keep running. All I'm saying is this. I open a lot of tabs and make a lot of points, and I know that that's one of the biggest things about me and myself. Not changing that about myself. I'm not changing anything about myself. If I change anything, I'm changing it for the better, right? Or at least I'm going to try to change it for the better. I know change sometimes isn't linear. But I'm not stopping anything, right? I'm not going to stop speaking about the compliments that I get. I'm not going to stop working as hard as I'm working, right? I'm not going to stop looking towards the future. I'm not going to stop trying to solve problems. I'm not going to stop making music. I'm not stopping any of this. If anything, I want to do more. If anything, I want to have more. If anything, I want more. I want more, and I want better. I want better for me, and I want better for you. It's rapperam, rapperam.com, angryman410, angrymon410, angrydad. Drew, I love you. Peace.